What did you use for that?
Well, now that was
in a dug well, you just
and
use the well bucket. And it is different from any other bucket. But then then they got to drilling wells with a machine, you know, which just be about this big around, and the bucket was long. It was about this big around, about this long.
What was it made of?
Galvanized tin.
Do you use a different name for a bucket that's made of wood and one that's made of tin?
No, we just said, now we used wooden buckets, you know. What wooden buckets were our well buckets for the big dug wells.
What about one that you milk a cow with?
That was a milk bucket, and it was different from other buckets, too. It was made different, and I don't know why, because it was really a bucket, but it had a bigger top to it. It was smaller at the bottom and bigger at the top.
What did you call the bucket that you used to slop the pigs with?
The slop bucket.
What do you fry eggs in?
Then we used a skillet.
Skillet?
Which was an iron skillet. Everything was iron.
I think I asked you about this. A big iron pot. A lot of times used in the fireplace, that sort of thing.
We had one that we could cook in, and we had an iron kettle.
Mm-hmm.
You called them a kettle.
Is that what you
call them? Iron kettle.
You ever call it a cauldron or anything like that?
I didn't. But we called them an iron kettle, and we heated water in an iron kettle that had a lid on it and a spout like a regular teapot, and then we had big little three-legged iron pot. Beans and things.
What about the container that you put flowers in? What'd you call that? How you pick a bunch of flowers?
A vase.
Vase. What did you call the utensils that you ate with? Did you set beside the plate?
I think we usually just call them the forks and spoons. Forks and spoons. We didn't. I don't think we ever called them silverware or anything. We just said the knives and forks. We usually would say it's in the knives and forks, and mainly left the spoons out. However, we had spoons, but we'd usually say the knives and forks.
What about all the dishes were dirty? And you say, I've got to go in there and
wash the dishes.
Wash the dishes, yes. And after you wash them, what do you do with them?
Dry them.
I mean, right after you take them out of the soap.
Rinse them.
Okay, and what do you dry them with?
Dish towel. We call it then a dish rag.
Mm-hmm.
Get the dish rag.
Did you use the same thing for drying as you did for washing?
No, we used the one we dried with was much bigger than the one we washed with.
What did you call the little terry cloth thing you used to wash your face with?
Wash rag.
And after you take a bath, what do you call the thing you dry off with?
A towel.
When you turn on the water in the kitchen, what do you call the little handle you turn?
The knob, the faucet.
Did you have a different term for one in the yard, like you used to sprinkle the yard with? Water the lawn.
Well, of course, you mean now.
Yes, ma'am.
Hydrant.
Hydrant.